Ngā mihi nui ki te whare e tūnei. Te mana whenua o tēnei rohe, me ngā mema katoa o te rōpū kākariki. Tērā kātou katoa. In acknowledging our party members, I also want to acknowledge those who wanted to be here today but couldn't be. I was sitting with one of them the other day, Steve Abel, and he was telling me about Dingle and Hillary's groundbreaking traverse of the Himalayas. Until then, mountaineering was a rich man's business, requiring hordes of Sherpas to carry enormous inventories, including a number of them just from a bag of coins they had to take with them. The Kiwis couldn't match that kind of effort, so they didn't try. They set out alone, they carried all their own stuff, they were light, they were fast, they were small. And they changed the face of mountaineering forever. The Green Party almost died on the mountain at the last election. We didn't do well, and our mistake was to forget that we are about changing how we do politics in this country. I wrote a paper called The Greens Are Not a Left-Wing Party to start a debate about where we are going as a party. I think that Nicky was right last night when he said that Labour and National have lost their philosophical foundation. They've lost their way. And our opportunity is to set the philosophical framework of the political debate around sustainability, which is going to preoccupy the next century. I am the only candidate to have provided a long-term analysis of where the Green Party could go. And for some people, this debate hasn't gone far past the superficials. I know I am the best candidate to be co-leader. So let's remember, this debate is not about what I think or about what any individual thinks. It's actually about what the party wants. And as long as the decision is made democratically, on the basis of a full and frank discussion, then whatever the party decides is the right choice. There have been minor problems with the process, and there are constitutional changes that I think we should consider. But given that this is the first contested co-leadership since Tauhara in 1995, actually we've done pretty well. But how deep has our discussion been? I was asked by the media after Rod's death whether I was going to stand for co-leader, and I said, that's a secondary question. The real issue our party faces is what is our strategic direction for the next 10 to 15 years. This contest, I said, is an opportunity to have that broad strategic discussion. Who will be the obvious co-leader will fall out of that debate. I've done my best to foster that discussion. In my paper, I set out my view of how the Green Party can broaden our political base and, more importantly, gain real political leverage. I said we could gain support by moving out of the old left of Labour cul-de-sac that we have become trapped in and by repositioning ourselves as an unashamedly green-wing party, to use Marcel's term. That we need to become an organisation that fosters creativity rather than bureaucracy and that looks for green solutions to the problems of both the left and the right. That does not mean, by any means, moving to the centre. It means moving beyond the left-right polarity to attract the increasing number of people who are alienated by those terms and those concepts of politics. We would gain political leverage, I said, by developing a strategic alliance with the Māori Party and potentially others over the next few parliamentary terms, with a view to developing a bloc capable of challenging the narrow economic focus of both Labour and National. Some people think I've been divisive in making this statement. Let us never be a party where political discussion is silenced because some people might be offended. That would render us incapable of having an honest debate about political matters. Political leadership, in my view, is not about being inoffensive at the expense of real debate and real ideas. But if you think that political leadership is about creative, long-term thinking, acknowledging the sacred, the ability to inspire and proven political effectiveness, then I welcome your vote.